USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Coast Guard is now assisting in the manhunt for a suspected mass shooter in Maine. The Coast Guard is using sea and air assets to help look for 40-year-old Robert Card. 18 people were killed in the town of Lewiston after a shooter opened fire inside a bowling alley and a bar last night. Residents in the area have been asked to continue to shelter in place as the manhunt for Card continues. After taking fire from Iranian proxies in the Middle East for the past couple of weeks, injuring roughly a couple dozen U.S. personnel, the United States has hit back last night. Two facilities in eastern Syria used by Iranian-backed militia groups were described as self-defense strikes. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said in a statement that at President Biden's direction, the strikes were carried out at facilities used by Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard. Pfizer and BioNTech have started Phase 3 trial for the combined flu and COVID-19 mRNA vaccine. The pharmaceutical company reported positive results from its Phase 1 and Phase 2 study. Pfizer said the Phase 3 trial will look for any side effects, and it will start in the coming months. In June, Paul McCartney revealed that he had recorded what he called the Beatles' last song, made with a little help from AI software. The Beatles' final song called Now and Then will be released Thursday, November 2nd at 10 a.m. Eastern. The late George Harrison.
I was talking to Yoko, and she said, oh, I think I've got a tape of John.
Paul called me up and said he'd like to work on Now and Then. He put the bass on, I put the drums on.
It's the last song that my dad and Paul and George and Ringo will get to make together.
How lucky was I to have those men in my life?
Today is the day to set aside those imports as it's National American Beer Day. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Roughly 900 troops are being deployed to the Middle East to bolster U.S. force protection capabilities in the region.
Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder made the announcement, adding the forces will not be going to Israel, but are intended to support regional deterrence efforts. Ryder told reporters U.S. and coalition forces have been attacked 12 times in Iraq and 4 times in Syria over the past week. I'm Dave Collins.
The United States military is reporting a Chinese fighter jet on Tuesday came within just feet of an Air Force B-52 bomber over the South China Sea. The U.S. Indo-Pacific Command says the Chinese pilot flew within 10 feet of the B-52, putting both aircraft in danger of collision. A staggering number of Americans are facing food insecurity.
According to a recent report from the Department of Agriculture, more than 44 million Americans resided in households struggling with food access in 2022, marking an increase of over 10 million from the prior year. In response to the findings, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack expressed his strong dissatisfaction in a press release. Among the households dealing with food insecurity, more than 13 million include children. I'm John Schaefer.
The new Hunger Games prequel movie comes out November 17th. It's called The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. Thanks for listening, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.